Support for Today Explained comes from BetterHelp. We'd all like to find an extra hour every day for the things that really matter. Therapy might be able to help you suss out what is most important and prioritize it. And BetterHelp can make the entire process convenient and painless. You can fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist in practically no time at all. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. You can visit betterhelp.com/explain today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/explained.
Can we think of the Earth itself as a living entity?
Cells are alive. A leaf is alive. A tree is alive. So, is a forest a living thing? Is the whole planet alive?
I think we can think of Earth as a genuine living entity in a meaningful sense and in a scientific sense.
This week on Unexplainable, the Gaia Hypothesis. Follow Unexplainable for new episodes every Wednesday.
It's Today Explained. I'm Noel King. Russia has invaded Ukraine by land, air, and sea from the north, south, and east. Russian troops are making for the capital, Kyiv. This invasion was maybe just as much doubted as it was feared. Now it's a reality. Today on the show, we're going to hear from Ukrainians about what they've been experiencing over the last day. The first person we called, Kuri Vasil.
Алло. Здравствуйте, Василий, это Фима Шапира. Здравствуйте. Здравствуйте. Большое спасибо, что вы...
No one at Today Explained speaks Ukrainian, but our engineer Afim Shapiro does speak some Russian, and he volunteered to translate. Would you tell me your full name?
Могли бы вы произнести свое имя, пожалуйста?
Кури Василь.
And where are you now, Mr. Vasil?
Где вы сейчас находитесь?
Город Львов, Западная Украина, Львовская область.
In the town of Lviv in Ukraine.
But we got a little turned around linguistically. Is that in the north or the south of the country?
Is that in the at the на севере Украины, да?
На западе.
That is in the западе. I'm so sorry.
So
Mr. Vasil told Afim, hold on a second. Let me call my niece Yulia.
Алло?
Алло?
Yulia, my name is Afim Shapiro.
Yulia Lopushainska ended up translating her uncle's Ukrainian into English, and she answered a few of my questions, too.
My uncle and I, we live here in the western Ukraine, and here are no Russian troops, well, yet, and they are on the eastern side of Ukraine.
Are you doing anything to prepare right now for an invasion if Russian troops do reach you?
He refuses to answer this question because he hopes that they will not invade the whole territory of Ukraine.
He doesn't even want to engage with the question.
We believe
in our army, and they will not let Russian troops invade to the full scale our country.
Yulia, I understand what your uncle is saying, but are you doing anything to prepare, or do you also have complete faith in the Ukrainian military?
Well, I think the same way my uncle thinks, but frankly, I have my family and I, we have all our documents ready if it happens to leave. We do not want to do that. We are home now. We do not want to do that. We try to stay safe and calm, especially calm. But if it happens, well, I do not want to think about that if it happens, because it's really scary and frustrating if it happens.
Does anything look different in your city today? Are there more people out on the streets? Are there more soldiers out on the streets? Or does everything look normal?
Українці спокійні.
In general, all Ukrainians, they are calm. The people who live in big cities, they have taken their children to small places, smaller villages, But in general, the situation is calm here, and people are ready to protect their territory, their country, because we have been living with the situation for 8 years now. It all started in 2014 when Russian troops first invaded Ukraine. So we have been, well, getting ready to that. So everybody is ready to protect.
In what way are you prepared to protect yourselves? Do you have guns in the house? Do you have food supplies? How are you ready?
For now, we have no food supplies because everything is in the stores. We are not in panic. But like most of Ukrainian men, they are ready to take the guns into their hands and protect the territory.
Okay.
Nobody is thinking about leaving or stepping back. A big amount of Ukrainians do not wait for the signs. They leave their houses and they go to the eastern part of Ukraine to support and help and protect.
Vladimir Putin ordered an invasion of your country. What do you think of him?
Well, I pray for him. Not many people support me in that, but I want him to change. I want him to think different because we are a peaceful nation. Ukraine is a peaceful nation, people who do not want to fight or do not want the war. My uncle would not approve that. Maybe he would say something different. But I know some people from Russia, and I know that they support Ukraine. Not everybody is against. So it depends, you know?
Yes, Yulia, I hear what you're saying. You're praying that Vladimir Putin changes his mind and stops this. So you are hopeful. What does your uncle think about Vladimir Putin?
Okay, I will ask him. Питання, яке вона питала тільки що. Що ви думаєте особисто зараз про Володимира Путіна і те, що робить Російська Федерація?
Володимир Путін збожеволів.
He thinks that Vladimir Putin is crazy, has gone crazy. His actions, they are illogical. It's even difficult to think about his actions. His soul is to the full amount with devil.
His soul is full of the devil. And so I think your uncle is not praying for Vladimir Putin.
Вийко, я казала, що ти молишся за Росію і за мир в Україні. Вона питається, чи ви молитеся.
Так, молимося.
He says that he is praying, especially his wife is praying, and all around Ukraine, in different churches, cathedrals, people get together to pray non-stop, like 24/7, for the peace between the countries.
How do you feel today about being Ukrainian?
I feel proud to be Ukrainian. Sometimes I start crying, and it's a lot of questions popped in my head. Why? For what? Why does it? Why has it happened? Why is it happening right now? And especially when people all over the world, even from the United States, from Europe, when people write to me and they know what is happening, and I feel proud. I feel really proud for my country. I feel proud for my army, because people are ready to protect, people are ready to stand. They are not just former Soviet Union republic, but they are part of Russia, as Vladimir Putin thinks. And I am sure that now the world knows that Ukraine is not the Ukraine, it is Ukraine. It is without this article that sounds like the former Russian Soviet Union. No, it is our country, and I feel really proud of it.
And how does your uncle feel about being Ukrainian right now?
Як ви чуєтеся, ну, як ви чуєтеся, як вам бути українцем в даний момент?
Дуже гордо.
Very proud. For now, it is the only nation. There are no more nations in the whole world which stands with the gun against Russian Federation. When it happened in the United States, the 11th of September in New York, the whole world was with the America. The whole world supported and prayed for America. And today in Ukraine, it is not only two buildings. These are the whole cities, buildings, villages, cities.
Yulia, I hope that you and your children and your uncle and the rest of your family are all safe. I really genuinely want to thank you for taking the time to talk to us today. And we will keep your uncle's number and we will check back in with you, okay?
Yeah, but I'll translate for him. Дякуємо вам за розмову. І ми б хотіли бути на зв'язку з вами, якщо впродовж якогось часу, якщо ну воно буде далі продовжуватися. Ваш телефон.
Якщо ми будемо живі.
My uncle says, sure, if we are still alive.
Oh dear. Oh dear. Mr. Vasil.
Дякую, дякую. Слава Україні.
Thank you and glory to Ukraine.
Support for Today Explained comes from Mint Mobile. Sometimes you see a really good sale, a really good deal, and you think, huh, what's the catch? You may be used to seeing quote-unquote great deals from overpriced wireless providers and thinking, what's the catch? With Mint Mobile, they say, there is no catch. For a limited time, their wireless plans are just $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, you can go to mintmobile.com/explained. That's mintmobile.com/explained. You could cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/explained. $45 upfront payment is required. That's equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 GB on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Support for today's episode comes from Constant Contact. Constant Contact believes the attention economy is real, and Constant Contact wants you to excel in the attention economy. If you're a business owner, a marketer, or anyone else just trying to break through the noise and reach customers, Constant Contact might be able to help. According to Constant Contact, their platform makes it easy to use email and SMS marketing to keep your message in front of your customers, reach new audiences, and communicate more effectively. They even offer a handful of writing assistance tools and automation features to help you get more from your marketing efforts. You can get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at constantcontact.com. You can go to constantcontact.com for a free trial. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com. After we got off the phone with Yulia and Kuri, we called Igor Kosov. He's a reporter at the Kyiv Independent.
I had to stop by my apartment, but I was earlier taking shelter at in a subway station because there was a credible threat of a possible bombing of Kyiv.
What did it look like in the subway station?
People sitting around in winter clothes, some with kids, some with pets, just trying to do their best to stay upbeat, stay calm. Everyone was just acting normal, I guess. But it's like everyone knows it's not normal at all.
How long were you there for?
I was there for a couple of hours. I might go back there depending on the situation. Everything's moving really fast, so we might have to make choices very quickly if we're going to leave the city or what are we going to do?
Igor, is there any bombing or any offensive type action in Kyiv right now?
There were explosions in Kyiv. There were military infrastructure assets that had been attacked, possibly by missiles. My friend in the outer Kyiv city woke up to an explosion and a plume of smoke. 15 miles from kilometers or miles, I forgot. There was a fierce battle over the Hostomel airfield that Russia dropped its airborne troops on top of it and attacked it with attack helicopters. Ukrainian troops brought down a few of them. We have information that Russian forces are streaming across the Chernobyl exclusion zone and having captured the power plant. And we have news that multiple Il-76 transport planes full of airborne troops are on the way to Kyiv, possibly to try to behead the government.
Are you afraid?
Well, that's a funny question. I mean, obviously, I'm afraid that there's dread in my gut, just like there's dread in everybody's gut. But I'm just trying to do my best to stay sane and focused and rational.
Okay. What's your understanding, Igor, of how this invasion started earlier this morning?
Russia attacked from many places at once. That's why it spent months encircling Ukraine and building up on all sides. They struck from the sea. They struck from Crimea. They struck from occupied Donetsk and Luhansk. They struck from the north. To Sumy, they struck from Belarus. Yeah, they were preparing for this. While it's not a surprise that they struck from all directions, because we've seen them move into position to do exactly that, many were surprised that Russia did, in fact, proceed with a full-scale invasion, because many thought that an invasion of this scale was less likely than continued saber rattling, hybrid warfare, and regional attacks.
You said that Russian forces are advancing toward Ukraine. That's the information you have to behead the government. What do you think Russia's objective here is? Do you think they want to overthrow Volodymyr Zelensky?
I think they want to possibly install a puppet regime and I don't know how long they plan to occupy Ukraine for. I do think that they want to change the government in Kyiv and install, like I said, a puppet so they could have control over it. I don't know how successful that's going to be. Ukrainians are pretty united. There's lots of people have weapons. There are territorial defense units that are trained in small unit tactics. And just the hatred, just the sheer evil that's... Russians are going to have a bad time, I think. If they stay and try to occupy, like I said to another outlet just now, behind every blade of grass, there's going to be a gun barrel. Behind every tree, there's going to be a javelin. Behind every corner, there's going to be a knife in the back. But at the same time, this also means possibly hundreds of, tens of thousands of lives, Ukrainian lives, that might be lost during this bloody resistance. So I don't know how many Ukrainian service members died. It seems like the fighting in multiple cities was fierce. I'm sure that many gave their lives. And just thinking about that is very upsetting to me.
Vladimir Putin has promised not to target civilians. Is there any credible information that Russian forces are attempting to avoid civilian casualties?
The dozens of civilians have been killed. Rockets slammed into civilian buildings. A child died in that building due to the rockets. There were multiple civilian casualties in multiple cities. And recently, Health Minister Ryshko said that Russia is deliberately attacking hospitals. I haven't seen independent verification on that, but he's known as a trustworthy man, trustworthy official. And he says that Russia is attacking hospitals, which is a grave violation of the Geneva Conventions.
It's just after 7:30 in Ukraine in the evening right now. Do I have that right?
Yes.
Okay. So the sun has set on this day. How right now are ordinary Ukrainians responding? Are people fleeing?
Yeah, many have fled throughout the day. There was a big line of cars out of Kyiv going out. Some have elected not to leave yet. They're saying, my landlord says that once the artillery starts coming down, then he's going to leave. He's going to bug out with his parents and his kids. So some have decided to stay and fight. There was a general call for everyone who can hold a weapon to come out and fight. So many men, many women are going to their local recruitment offices to pick up a weapon and possibly die. Some people are just staying put and seeing what happens. There's a bunch of different strategies that Kyiv residents are employing. Everyone that I've seen so far, I haven't seen any panic, just determination, you know, edginess, and really desire to do the best, make the best out of the situation.
I wonder what you think about the international community's response so far. Could the United States and the European Union be doing more?
Of course they can be doing more. They should be doing everything they can to, I mean, obviously I know that NATO troops won't come into Ukraine, which is upsetting, but I understand that they don't want to fight Russia and cause a geopolitical crisis that might go nuclear. But we want you to do more quickly so that we can stop this mad invasion as quickly as possible. So the fewest possible people are killed and the least possible damage is done.
Igor, do you believe there's any hope for diplomacy at this point?
No. Russia is, with its action, what do you mean between Russia and...
Between Russia and Ukraine, if Germany were to get involved, if France were to get involved...
Russia has shown that it's a permanently hostile state. Ukraine is now will never forgive. Ukraine is now also now permanently hostile to Russia. Germany and France, I'm sorry, but they have no spinal cord. They've shown themselves to be spineless appeasers, and they're completely useless. And there's nothing anyone can do with diplomacy anymore. Like that, Putin doesn't care. He's shown that we're past diplomacy at this point.
What I've heard from Ukrainians throughout the day is we don't think the rest of the world is coming to save us. We're going to have to save ourselves. It sounds like you agree.
Yeah, I do. I mean, I hope the sanctions sort of have some kind of effect, but nobody's coming. I mean, Ukrainians are very grateful for the weapons. They're already being used to destroy Russian tanks and helicopters and planes and stuff. Everybody is very grateful for the weapons, and sanctions would also be good, but that's right. Nobody's coming to save them. We're just going to have to live or die on our own.
Today's show was produced by Will Reed and Victoria Chamberlain. It was edited by Matthew Collette and Sean Ramosfirm, engineered and partially translated by Afim Shapiro, and fact-checked by Laura Bullard. I'm Noel King. This is Today Explained.